Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast exclusive. And I hope you're enjoying these. And do make sure you subscribe so that you can get regular updates of my own solo podcast here and my solos with my pairing with Alana Mercer as well. So if you can do that, that would be terrific. Just wanted to talk to you about a story which has popped up in the British press with recurring regularity in recent times, and that is the fact that June 21st, which has been sold to the British public as Freedom Day, and the new BBC report suggests, quote, why we may have to wait longer for Freedom Day. Now, the first thing we said is, if they can give you your freedom back, that means they've taken your freedom away. That means you're never free. So people need to understand, in the first instance, this means we are essentially a captive society in the UK. The government has taken us captive. It's taken away our freedoms. It's done under the guise of COVID regulations, but nonetheless, there it is. And under the pressure from, I guess, the public, the government back in February came back with a roadmap out of regulations and restrictions. And that roadmap culminated on the 21st of June, where there would be simply no restrictions left. You remember Boris Johnson telling us that? And he did that with a straight face, actually. Well, comes the news, and I quote, Monday was meant to be the moment when the government declared the pandemic was effectively over in England. The plan had been to give a week's notice that all restrictions would end on 21st of June, because that's not very, very, that date is getting closer and closer, like a speeding train. But the prospect of that happening is now increasingly unlikely following the rise of the Delta variant. Behind the scenes, government scientists have been warning ministers this week that caution is needed. And so it goes on to talk about this here, about the fact that, you know, there's all kinds of conflicting data, which is exactly the plan, of course. For example, the Office of National Statistics shows 8 in 10 adults are currently testing positive for antibodies, a result of both vaccination and previous infection. Don't you just love the way they conflate those two things? What percentage of the 8 in 10, aka herd immunity, has been there and been there for quite a while? I wonder. But what they're now suggesting is that the Delta variant is so much more infectious than the previous variant, which they call the Alpha variant. So it's supposed to be between 40 to 80% more transmissible. And so because of that, the number of cases in the UK is going to hit 15,000 cases a day by 21st of June, which is January levels of infection by late July. And that's without the further relaxation of restrictions. So let's just reconstruct what they're saying here. So it's very cute what they're trying to say. They keep talking about cases. They don't talk about hospitalizations. They don't talk certainly about deaths. And there's a reason for that, because the number of people dying where COVID-19 is mentioned in the death certificate for the previous 28 days is at an all-time low for 2021. It's certainly not at pandemic levels. And they know that. So they don't talk about COVID deaths. They talk about cases. And as I discussed yesterday in one of my videos, the government itself has now told the NHS to start distinguishing between people who are in hospital with an active COVID infection and those who are in hospital for other reasons but have just tested positive but don't have any symptoms. So guess what? If you're in hospital and you're for a leg operation or an eye operation or something like this, and because they insist on giving you these tests to drive up the case numbers, the chances are you will find percentages of false positives and all the rest of it. So this way, by the manipulation of mass testing, you can essentially create your own little crisis whenever you want. And that's exactly what they're doing. And that's exactly what we said back in February. So if you follow me, you'll be clear in the fact that at no point was there ever going to be such a thing as a Freedom Day. It's just psyops. It's just basically leading people to think that the moment of freedom is just around the corner. And that's really all you need. Similarly, and bizarrely, even though the June 21st date will pass and there will not be a restoration of all freedoms, right? That date will pass. They will at the same time allow the Euro football competition to carry on. And they will allow, I think, 22,500 people in the qualifying rounds into the stadia. And then 44,000, I think, around about that, in the knockout stage. And this is something the Romans understood. Bread and circuses. Keep them distracted. Keep the plebs distracted. Give them their beer. Give them their sport. Don't worry about minor matters like, for example, closing down their businesses. Don't worry about things like taking away their some of their most essential freedoms. Don't worry about that. Watch the footy, have a beer, everything's fine. And that's really, folks, where the UK is headed. We're not getting our freedom back. That's exactly what the plan is. And I hope that, you know, those of you who follow me will be fully aware of the fact we were never, ever going to get our freedoms back. If they can conjure up another one of their little spikes in the middle of the Northern Hemisphere summer, when respiratory illnesses historically are always at their all-time low, can you imagine what they'll do when it gets to the autumn and then the winter? I'll leave that thought with you, folks. But thank you very much for supporting me here on my podcast. Really appreciate that. And I hope you enjoy these conversations we are having exclusively on the podcast. Thanks for listening.